Humans are conceived in water, formed in water, born in water. Every day of our lives, we depend upon water. And at life's end, even when we cannot speak, a loved one might ease our passage by pressing our dry lips, a soaked sponge in water. Depending on where we grew up and where we've lived since, meditating on water might bring to mind oceans, seas, or rivers and creeks, lakes, ponds, rains, and deep snow. Might remind you of playing with siblings or neighborhood friends in a sprinkler or a swimming pool, of sailing, of boating, rafting, canoeing, kayaking, of skating, skiing, or even sledding on frozen water. We also remember with sympathy that here in the Western United States, among the reasons the European settlers removed indigenous people from their ancestral homelands was to access water sources, because water is precious. Today, we mark our ingathering by blending waters into our communal container. The mingled waters remind us of our connection to the ancient current of our ancestors and of nature that made our lives possible, to the sacred waters of life, both physical and spiritual, and to the common vessel of this congregation where we can shed tears of joy and sorrow. The waters also symbolize the many spiritual tributaries that flow together to form the ever-evolving river of Unitarian Universalism's living tradition, and the stream of UU and other souls who embody love and work for justice and thirst for peace. So, everyone got a little card at the beginning. On this card, you'll have a few minutes, an opportunity if you haven't already, to share a brief affirmation, a blessing, a prayer for yourself or someone else on the altar, which we'll share with the congregation. So as our waters merge into a common vessel, we also merge our common hopes, our shared dreams, our mutual commitment to nurturing a world made whole.